painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with today's Artbeat.
On this episode of Artbeat, we continue our coverage of Metacon from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Metacon is described as a new anime, sci-fi, steampunk, and popular culture nerd convention. While there, we visited with an artistic duo, Mandy LaRue and her husband, Nathaniel Palmer. Today, we'll learn how Mandy's art inspired Nathaniel to become part of a team effort in sculpture. Mandy's art reflects strong female fantasy characters, such as angels, mermaids, and more. Tune in to find out how this couple balances it all. Today on Artbeat. I'm at Metacon. We're continuing our coverage here on Artbeat, and we're visiting with Rochester-based artists. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Mandy LaRue, and I'm an illustrator and sculptor.
And Nathaniel Palmer, her husband and assistant.
Great. And supporter of the arts.
That's right.
As we call it. Yeah. When did you start illustrating?
I just recently have gotten into it. I'm still kind of starting out. I just graduated from college in 2012, so we're still just kind of getting a feel, but I've kind of always done artwork ever since I was a little kid.
And how long have you been involved in the art scene?
As long as I've been married to her. It's been my calling here to help her out, but it's been a lot of fun making all this stuff, doing a lot of fantasy-based stuff. I think Mandy's hero growing up was Amy Brown. A lot of the nice watercolor paintings really inspired her. And so she has a lot of watercolor and fantasy stuff that she likes to do. She likes to do kind of more uplifting things, which I enjoy seeing.
So if you were to describe your artwork, go ahead. And
I think my artwork is very feminine. I do lots of female forms. And I definitely am very line-based, I would say, with lots of influence from kind of Art Nouveau and fantasy.
So when we look around your booth right now, we're seeing mermaids, we're seeing angels, and we're seeing the strong female characters that you were talking about, some medieval, some Renaissance. What draws you to that?
I don't know. I think there's just something about... I have done men, too, but there's something about the female form that's just very soft and elegant. And then when you can paint them as strong, I like that, too. So if you can have all of those together, then I feel like it's a success.
Let's talk about when you go ahead and create a piece, or if you guys are creating something together. How does that usually work out? Where do you start?
Well, we usually start with an idea, and then we kind of go with the form. And Nathaniel actually does lots of the forms. And so he starts and kind of gets a shape, and then I kind of look over it and redo it a little bit. And then he redoes it a little bit. And then when we get it perfect, then I finish it. So I do all the painting and do all that kinds of stuff, at least when we do the sculptures. And then when we do paintings, he just is there supporting me the whole time. He doesn't really do a lot of work on those, but he's just always there as a good support system.
Let's talk about the sculpture and going into it. What's it like trying to balance the two creative influences?
That's a good question. Usually I just kind of make something, and then she's the professional, so I trust her judgment. A lot of times it's nice to see, because I would go very masculine. I'm very masculine heavy, and so there's a lot of hard lines in my forms, and she kind of adds some elegance and style that wouldn't be there. And one of the things I love about her touches is she adds a lot more expression into them. You can see the sculptures here. The dragons have some emotion, which wasn't there previously, and I really enjoy that about them.
What do you feel like about working with your spouse?
You know, I love it. I think that sometimes it's hard to work with your spouse because, I mean, we do have very different styles. Like, he's very masculine. Like he said, he has very hard lines. But I like that because when I combine it with my stuff, it kind of gives it a different edge. But sometimes, obviously, like, we have differences of opinion when it comes to things. But, I mean, we always work it out, and we just have to make sure that it isn't, like, a point of contention later on, you know? Because really and truly, the art really isn't as important as our relationship. So that's what we always, you know, try and balance the two.
Do you ever have to walk away?
I think only once. We've just been like, okay, we're both done. Time to take a break. Let's go eat dinner or something. So...
Do you two have to carve out time then to create art, or is this something that you're like, you know what, from 9 a.m. to 12 o'clock, I'm going to be doing this?
Well, I do it full time. We do have a little girl. She's 5 months old. And so that's been interesting trying to balance that and do all the artwork. But I do it all the like all day and in between like feeding her and putting her down and stuff. But then he comes home at night and usually kind of like checks things out. And then we kind of, I don't know that we necessarily carve out time to do it, but we are just kind of always doing it. I don't know.
So if we have free time, it's fun to just go to it, you know, just a good bonding, I guess.
What's it like being a full-time artist? I mean, that's kind of a luxury these days.
Well, I'm a totally spoiled wife. Like, he's so over-the-top supportive, and he works a regular 9-to-5 job, which is awesome. It's great being a full-time artist. Like, I honestly, it's like living the dream. You know, like, sometimes it's hard just because it's hard to make money in this industry. But I think we've got a good balance going, and with his regular job, which is good because that kind of keeps us afloat, and then my stuff is just kind of like extra bonus income. So
what are your feelings on that? I mean, now we have the other side. I want to hear the other dynamic.
No, I love it. I love coming home and seeing new things. I think right now, especially in the fantasy sci-fi industry, it's very gritty and dark. And it's nice to see things that have emotion and things that kind of uplift more than anything else. And I love coming home from work every day and seeing what's new. I live for it, so.
Tell me a little bit about working with watercolor. A lot of people find that a challenge. How do you tackle it?
Well, and it is a challenge. Like, controlling watercolor just can be hard. It was what I started in, though, so I feel like at home when I'm painting with watercolors. And I don't necessarily know that I do it technically the right way, but I don't know. It's just really relaxing for me just kind of just to let it go. Like, I feel like if everybody painted with watercolors, then there wouldn't be like as many problems in the world, because you just have to learn how to let it go, you know? So, I don't know. I love it. It feels like coming home to me.
Do you go straight for the paint, or do you illustrate something out first?
I usually do a really detailed sketch first, just because I am so line-based. And then from that, I have a large format printer, so I scan my drawings into the computer and kind of clean them up, and then I print them out on watercolor paper, and then I go over it with paint. So, yeah.
For the sculptures, how do you start out with that? Do you draw that out as well, both of you?
No, we don't actually. We just kind of go for it with those. And I know that kind of sounds bad, but we just kind of go for it. I know Nathaniel starts the forms a lot of times, and so he'll kind of put together a basic shape, and he'll say, well, this one's going to be more, you know, influenced by this, or the, like more influenced by a fish, or more influenced by, you know, a traditional crocodile, exactly, or something like that. And then we just kind of go for it. He builds the original form, and then I go over it, like I said, and we just go back and forth until it's how we like it.
Would you call that? It's a process, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely enjoy seeing how we can improve the structure, because I just go straight for, I use a model, usually some kind of reference. We've got a whole bunch of toy dinosaurs that we kind of roll off of, and it's nice because I'll build something that I think would look naturalistic, and then she adds some elegance and form to what otherwise would just be, you know, straight and not as artsy, I guess.
What are the sculptures made out of?
All kinds of things. They're actually made of found objects. We use pipe insulation and wire, bed sheets, and lots of paper mache.
Okay, cool. So you're finding whatever you can get your hands on. And you wouldn't know that necessarily looking at it. I mean, from far away, you're like, oh, it could be paper mache, it could be clay, it could be some sort of polymer-based product, but it looks great. And then the work on the shading and the scaling is really awesome. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is this something you see continuing on?
Yeah, this is what I want to do. We're still starting out. We're just working on getting our names out there and just getting our business kind of set up, and then we want to do it forever, so we'll see how it goes.
I noticed that some of your artwork is on jewelry. Is that new for you, or?
Kind of. I just feel like people like the utilitarian aspect of that, and I'm comfortable with having it in there, and then people can wear my artwork around, and they're great conversation starters and stuff, and I don't know, I enjoy that part of it. I didn't plan on doing that originally. It's just kind of like a side hobby that I like to do, is make the jewelry out of it.
Did you go to school for art?
I did. I went to school for illustration and sculpture.
Where was that at?
BYU, actually, out west. So,
yeah. Are you new to Minnesota?
Well, I grew up here. I grew up in Rochester, but we just moved back in March because I was going to have a baby in May and we wanted to be closer to family. So, yeah.
Okay, and then what's your full-time gig?
I work at Think Bank as a teller out there. And,
great.
And, yeah, I enjoy it. It's we're a little bit nervous about the winter. I'm going to start gearing up for a hardcore winter. I'm from Oregon originally, so it's a little bit of a different climate. But
get a pair of boots.
Yeah.
If people want to find out more information about you and what you do, where should they go?
I have a website, mandylarue.com, and I have a blog that's also just blogspot.mandylarue, or you can find me on DeviantArt or anything. Pretty much if you search Mandy LaRue, you'll find me online.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, you two.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Mandy LaRue and Nathaniel Palmer for visiting with us today on ArtBeat. More information on Mandy's art in illustration, sculpture, and jewelry can be found at www.mandy, that's M-A-N-D-I-E, LaRue, LaRue.com, and by finding Mandy LaRue Illustration on Facebook. Another thank you goes out to Medicon in Minneapolis, Minnesota. More information on Medicon can be found at www.metaconvention.com and on Facebook. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you've been listening to ArtBeat.
ArtBeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.